Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The English composer Mika Levi is classically trained, but we've heard her in the past doing her strangely skewed version of pop music under the name Mikachu and the Shapes, and she's now branched out into the world of film music. This is the opening theme from the Jonathan Glazer movie Under the Skin, a truly weird and unsettling Aliens Among Us film starring Scarlett Johansson. The score is also weird and unsettling, and now it's award-winning. Mika just received the European Film Award for Best Score and joins us via Skype from London. Hi, Mika.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Was this your first film score?
Yes.
Wow. Successful right out of the box. So how did this come together?
Well, John has worked with this guy called Pete Rayburn for 15 years as using him as a music supervisor and music producer, and they were looking for a composer for this film. I mean, me and Mixing the Shapes, we did a recording with London Sinfonietta, and I think that was what he listened to. And yeah, that's how it happened. Yeah.
Well, speaking of being successful right out of the box, you know, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross on their first film score won an Oscar for The Social Network. And they were here just recently on Soundcheck, and I asked Trent Reznor if there were other film scores recently that had impressed him, and I want you to hear what he had to say.
I realized that I'd never paid that much attention to the music because I haven't divorced myself from the whole experience, unless it's exceptional and it jumps out where I think I couldn't imagine this film without that music. Birdman is an example of that this year. I thought Under the Skin is another one where that feels like the film's defined almost by this music and the role it plays.
So that's Trent Reznor who... Yeah. Wow. What do you think of that?
Wow. Blown away.
But he makes a good point. This movie does not have a whole lot of dialogue, so your music is doing some pretty heavy lifting from the opening right on through. Did you feel that you had been kind of maybe set an unusual task in scoring this movie?
I mean, I didn't know any differently, but everyone knew that was going on, you know, I guess. I mean, I was coming to everything new, so I didn't know. I mean, I wrote a hell of a lot of music during the process. I didn't get, you know, loads of it didn't get used. So I just was just getting on with doing that, really. I mean, John had made the decisions about where, mainly made decisions about where music would be necessary. And they were quite long cues, so.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's very observant, you know, the way that he shot it. It's very observed, and it's just happening as it's happening. Because, you know, it's the sensory way into your gut that is abstract. It's music, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so the music is very abstract at times, to the point where you're not always sure what instruments, if indeed they are instruments at all, that you're hearing. There's a kind of a pivotal scene that recurs, especially in the first half of the film, where Scarlett Johansson, who is this, you know, kind of alien person impersonating a human, is luring men into her lair. And the sound that we hear, well, this is the sound that we hear. This is from my guest, Mika Levi. Now, Mika, I would find that sound creepy even if I hadn't seen the movie. But in context, these scenes are shot in almost total darkness. And that's the sound that you're hearing. What is that?
So that's kind of, I mean, that exact bit you played is kind of her on the prowl. But when she's inside the void, it's sort of a seductive melody she's putting on. She's dressed up as a human. She's applied, just before that, the beginning of that scene starts, she's applying lipstick. This melody is her seductive act, I guess, you know, and that music is like, it's kind of, I mean, well, that's what happens in the void. That particular moment is like her, she's sort of like, she's hungry, she's trying to seduce, she's got this like need, you know, this surge, I suppose. And yeah, what is it? Right, yeah, you asked what it was, so I'm rambling on there. So it was, it's viola, it's false harmonics, and slowed down percussion. So it's just kick that I made with a tom and hitting some wood in my room years ago, but it ended up being used throughout. And it's just slowed down, kind of screwed. The distortion is sort of distorted through time as opposed to distorted through like...
foot pedals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's uncanny valley. It's kind of like unease is because it's too slow. You can tell it's distorted. It's too slow. It's like uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, and it's flute as well. So it's like backed up with them.
A lot of the movie, Under the Skin, especially the opening sequence, you know, kind of plays with viewer expectations. Like that opening, you're not sure, am I seeing the planets align? Am I seeing a vision test at the eye doctor? I mean, you're not really, you're not really sure what you're seeing. And you kind of match that ambiguity with the texture of the music. I was often not sure whether I was in fact hearing actual instruments or computer sounds or process noise. Was that intentional on your part?
I think it was just the way it was, partly just the way it was getting made. I mean, I was in really nice facilities at Soundtree. They had a nice studio and I had nice mics, and everything that I was doing in my usual way was getting picked up by better quality stuff. But I was basically quickly recording bits here and there. Then we re-recorded, you know, other instruments playing. There is the role of synthesized strings in the film is her kind of like experience of love, and that aesthetic of it being not real is very important, I think.
Yeah.
It's a kind of fake, it's the falseness of it, the sort of mix of fake and real instruments and computer generated music is in line with the narrative, I think.
I'm glad you mentioned that particular cue because I wanted to play a little bit of that. This is much later in the film where Scarlett Johansson's character, who has, I guess, sort of been feeding on the humanity of the men that she's lured into the void with her, begins to succumb to her own humanness. You know, she begins to, it's almost like Stockholm Syndrome. And when she tries the act of making love, your music suggests, as you just said, that it's a really poor fit. There's a kind of, I almost felt like a kind of a queasy quality to the music in this scene.
Oh, that's good. Well, I think when you are in love or when you are feeling that thing, you can feel a bit sick, like love sick. Like it's quite, I think it's just, I guess from my perspective, it's like a intensity of it was supposed to be like rushing. I mean, it's supposed to be like taking pills and rushing.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, which maybe makes you feel sick as well.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit. My guest is Mika Levi. She is the composer of the score to the movie Under the Skin, and this is the excerpt we're talking about.
Thank you.
out some music from the film Under the Skin by composer Mika Levi, who's with us via Skype from London on Soundcheck, and who is conducting a live screening of the film with a 25-piece orchestra in L.A. at the Regent Theater on January 6th. To come back, Mika, to what Trent Reznor was saying before about how he couldn't imagine this movie without your music, I mentioned that there are lots of sections of the film that don't have a lot of dialogue, and your music really is doing the heavy lifting. But there are also long stretches that are just silent. Was that hard for you as a musical person watching this film and just like thinking, oh, let me in there. I can put something in there.
Not at all. Jonathan Glazer, the director, obviously, the way that he works is so he's just always trying the boldest move he can, you know, and, you know, I really feel like he directed me, was so clear about, you know, he'd say he's not got a musical bone in his body, but he absolutely guided and made some of the best decisions about the music in this film. And those silences and those, you know, all led by the narrative that he was so clear about and his, you know, him sort of following his gut and stuff, you know. I mean, the fact that there's that gap in the middle from music or from much sound or whatever is you're lifted with her. You're sort of like, it's just that it focuses you in a different way and she is in a different, but I don't know. It was a relief for me, less work, and that's good, you know.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is the star of the film Under the Skin by Jonathan Glazer, with music by Mika Levi. Now, so Mika, you play, when you mentioned the viola before, was that you playing the viola?
That's right.
Yeah. And you're also a violinist and apparently a conductor. So have you studied conducting?
No, but you know, I mean, I played a lot, and when I was young, I played a lot in orchestras, and I just made sure that this score was pretty much all in 4/4 and quite slow, so it's not too bad.
Yeah. To conduct. So did you have to, for this live performance that's happening with the screening of the film in L.A., did you have to re-orchestrate the music?
Yeah. For the group of players that we could afford to have with the rehearsals for the performance we did in the summer. And actually what was necessary anymore would probably be a bit different. And just general bits that were more improvised had to be written out again. And yeah, it was good though. It was a great way to learn the score to conduct. And that's actually the only reason why I did, because I just knew it was going to be, have more time for homework. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So were there parts of the score that were actually improvised?
Yeah, there were. There's some bits. There's some viola bits, some sort of solo melodies here and there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it all started from improvised stuff anyway, I guess, yeah.
So were you writing to a completed film, or were you kind of, you know, working on this as Jonathan Glazer was making the movie?
Not as he was making it. It was not a locked cut, but it certainly had its shape, you know, and
right.
Things were changing, which was scary, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shapes, what is the status of Mikachu and the Shapes? Are you down the rabbit hole of film music now, or is there still time for that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're all doing different things at the moment, but we see each other all the time, and we play together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't have anything I can say specifically, especially not without them here. They'll kill me.
Right.
But I don't know, yeah.
And for you, have you been bitten by the film bug? Is this something you'd like to do more of?
yeah.
Well, that was an ambiguous yeah.
No, I mean, of course, you know, it was really something else doing that.
Mika Levi is the composer of the score to Under the Skin, which just received the European Film Award for Best Score, and she will be in L.A. leading a 25-piece orchestra in a live performance of that score to a screening of the film on January 6th. Mika, it's been great speaking with you. Congratulations on the success of the score.
Thank you very much. Really nice to talk to you.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.